It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. We are the Mamas on Magic, also known as Gwen and Shannon from NWAMotherload.com. And today we're talking about some of the best ways to brat-proof your kids. Remember when they were babies and we had to child-proof the house? Well, as they get older, we have to brat-proof the kids themselves.
Yes, all kids are precious. They're blessings. But let's not kid ourselves into thinking that there aren't bratty kids out there.
Oh, they are out there. I think we have all sat next to one or two in a restaurant or on a plane. And nobody wants to think that their precious baby might be one of them.
So how do you brat-proof your kid? Tip number one, don't let snarky or rude comments pass. Sometimes it's what they say, as in, well, duh, Mom. And sometimes it's more about their tone, as in, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, I've heard that one a few times. Sometimes we don't call our kids on the tone of voice they use because we're rushed or we're tired and we think it'll just be easier to let that comment slide this time. But this time turns into next time and the time after that.
And what happens in Vegas may very well stay in Vegas, but what happens with kids at home will also happen in public, don't you think? You don't want to bump into your boss or neighbor at the grocery store and have your kids smart off with a big, duh, Mom, along with an eye roll.
Oh, that would not be good. Hey, tomorrow we'll be back the same time, same place with more tips on how to brat-proof your kids. And remember, you can find more tips on this topic as well as new articles posted every day on our website, NWAMotherload.com.
Where moms click.